Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock as we count down to the NFL trade deadline, which is 4 o'clock. Elliot Shore Parks joins us back in the good old U.S. of A. Elliot, how you feeling, brother?
Back with my best mates. Excited to be back.
Best mates, huh?
Yeah, I almost did my hair different for you guys, but yeah,
we were saying yesterday, boy, it's really part of this show. You go overseas, you know, to see Oasis, you change your hair for one day, and as soon as you come back, we're like, you change your hair.
Whenever I get dressed overseas, I'm like, I have to dress so I know if they see it. How I had the one button. Apparently, that was a thing people were talking about. Oh. Only the top button on the pea coat.
Look, he's going for the European.
It reminds me a little bit of like when people used to wear hoodies and unzip them, but tie the top like this. Like that's how I think it's a similar look.
Did people do that?
I never.
Yeah, people did
way.
In my middle school. Yeah,
really.
First of all, who wears a hoodie to zip up?
Oh, I wear I've a lot
like
of
a hoodie with
hoodies.
A zip with a zipper.
Yeah. Zip hoodie?
Lock. You don't do zipper hoodies?
No.
Wow.
Really?
No.
You say that
anti?
Like there's something
I feel like that.
Heard something wrong with it. Who the hell wears zip up hoodies? If anything, you may do a half zip up hoodie to one that's like.
Well, that's not even a hoodie.
Yeah, that's
not a hoodie with the.
That's
with
a quarter the, zip or whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Oh no, I would say half of my and I. Of a lot of hoodies.
I feel like you're a hoodies man.
I know you're a zip-up hoodie guy. You've always been a zip-up hoodie guy.
Well, I have both. I have both, in fairness. I don't think my one today is zip-up. But
well, the nice thing about the zip-up, too, is when you take it off, it doesn't mess your hair up.
That is an extra.
You can just unzip. Oh, yeah, I did hear Sassy Elliot. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Let me tell you the one thing I don't worry about is messing my hair up.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's one thing I don't worry about.
Yeah, no, the Sassy Elliot thing was a fun listen.
Yeah. In the, can I hear Sassy Elliot again?
Hey! Well, the some of the answers did sound like me, and then it very quickly.
Well, I was like, that's a good Elliot there.
It was a good juxtaposition.
I'll tell you what. I want to make some adjustments looking at Ike sitting there. Fine-ass man right there.
No zipper on that hoodie.
Close.
Yeah, no zipper on that hoodie.
Fine-ass All right.
That was a weird one.
Missed you guys, though. Happy to be back.
Missed you, too. They did give us an opportunity for Sassy Elliott, who will make a return next time you go on vacation.
Later, Gator.
Next time there's a suggested vacation, I'll have to say to Kristen, I don't know if we need Sassy Elliott back on
girl!
The... Yeah.
So we are 57 minutes from the trade deadline. Before we talk about the trades that they already made, any chance, I guess, on your 1 to 10 meter that there's another deal in the chamber for the Eagles?
Well, I think there's a chance they trade somebody. I mean, they have two roster spots they need to open up, Nolan Smith and Jacorian Bennett, assuming they play against the Packers. I believe they're at 54 right now that Brandon Graham's no longer on the exempt list. So I think you could see them try to trade somebody. I know people will probably say, like, who's trading for A.J. Dillon? Who's trading for Patrick Johnson? But if those players are cut, I believe they go through.
Yeah,
well, but if those players are cut, I believe they go through waivers.
Yeah.
And so in theory, if you're a team, you give like a 2027 conditional 7. So you just know you get the guy you want.
So, you don't have to go through the waiver
exactly,
process.
Exactly, yeah. So if not, they're going to have to cut two guys. So I think that's possible. And look, I mean, the league is obviously crazy right now. So
yes.
Howie, this is a chance for Howie to strike. They have the assets to do it. Clearly, teams are willing to make big deals. I don't know what else they would want to pick off the Jets carcass, but like, you know, you could maybe go there. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I think a trade of a player out feels likely as well.
I was trying to think. I'm like, yeah, who else would I want?
Well, Jermaine Johnson, if they want another edge rusher.
They got too many edge rushers now.
What?
Were they going to make BG a healthy scratch? Like, look at it. Phillip Rivers. Jalen Phillips is going to play. Nolan Smith is going to play. Jalix Hunt's going to play. Josh Uche?
He doesn't have to play.
Jahad Campbell?
He's not an edge rusher.
He's an edge rusher now, pretty much.
No.
Would you stop it, Elliot?
As a matter of fact, no.
What, are you going to bench Nakobe?
No. Hold on. As a matter of fact, he's moved even further away from being an edge rusher. That's why they keep going to add edge rushers. If they thought he was an edge rusher, they wouldn't be doing the things they're doing.
I think they're going to play Nakobe, is my guess.
Of course they are.
So I'm saying, so to get Jahad on the field when Nakobe's playing, they're going to want him having edge snaps. So, like, Jermaine Johnson, right? They're not going to trade for Jermaine Johnson. But if they did, like, at a certain point, Brandon came back to play. So I agree. Yeah, so, like, he's already getting pretty far down the pecking order.
Yeah. No, I agree. Jermaine Johnson is a little bit more of a pipe dream.
So I think safety. Well,
go ahead.
Well, I think they really need a safety. That's one thing that's been, I think, overshadowed a little. Marcus Epps went on IR.
Guess who's out there and been sitting out there for months?
Well, apparently they don't want him.
Dying to get
exactly.
Him.
No, yeah. Justin Simmons.
Yeah. So
he's not anywhere.
They clearly don't want him.
You look at their safety position. They have Blankenship, who I think has been okay this year. I think he's in a tough spot playing next to a rookie safety. Makuba, who's been very up and down. And then the backup, the only backup on the active roster right now is Sidney Brown.
It's trash.
They don't really seem like they want to play him on defense. They have Andre Sam on the practice squad. So, I mean, if Makuba or Blankenship get hurt, they're in, like, major trouble. So I would think a backup safety. I don't know where you find a roster spot for him. They have, like, 11 defensive linemen now. But I think backup safety is a very underrated need for this team.
So what'd you think of the Jalen? Before we get to the Jalen Phillips trade, we started the show asking what job you think Howie's done this year. I was going over the list, and I just don't think it's been very good, to be honest with you.
It hasn't been.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been.
So if you were to give it a grade, where just this year, this offseason and this season?
Would I would grade Howie for this year?
Yeah.
C.
Okay.
But and, like, I would lean towards a C minus before a C plus.
Okay.
But I would, the way I would phrase that too, and you know, to tie Jalen in here, because like obviously Jalen's a part of everything, is like I think Howie is an A student. He just got a C on this paper. Like Jalen, I think, is an A quarterback, but there are weeks where he gets, you know, a B or a C or whatever. So I think it's okay to say it. Like Howie's had a bad offseason. Like what's worked out? Adoree hasn't worked. I mean, Adoree hasn't worked out. Aziz Ojulari was their big move at edge. He doesn't play. Like, he's been a healthy scratch. And Jahad Campbell, who I'm very excited about, like, I'm not sure what his role is going to be the rest of this season. Makuba's been up and down. Ty Robinson doesn't play. Like, it's fine. Sorry, just really quickly.
Go ahead.
I would also say that when you grade Howie, like, when I've been talking about Petullo, when we've talked about Brian Johnson, I brought up the fact that they're coming off of Super Bowl years. Like, the job is really hard coming off the Super Bowl. So I don't think Howie's moves have worked out, for sure. But it's also a way harder year for everybody in that building.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But here's the way I look at Howie's situation. A, I take that into consideration. The fact that you're coming off winning a championship. Salaries are going to inflate. Mm-hmm. Guys become free agents. You can't keep everybody. That's what every Super Bowl team deals with.
You lose guys from the front office, coaching staff.
Exactly. That's what happens. Guys are looking for greener pastures. Right? Everybody's not. No one on the team is looking to take a discount. Everybody's looking to get paid. Mm-hmm. No one's taking a discount. Everybody's looking to get paid. So you can't keep everyone. So losing players is nothing new to a Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. Go back and look at all the Super Bowl champions. They lose players every year, and then they have to come back and figure out how to do it with the guys that they have on the roster. So here's where I give Howie somewhat of good of a grace period here. If he had gone out and spent big time on free agents and missed, then I would grade him harsher. Mm-hmm. What he's trying to do is mix and match while also keeping an eye on the future. Everybody around here loves to hoard these draft picks, and we want to keep an eye on the future and manage the salary cap. Well, Howie's trying to do that, too. He has to think about guys he has to pay a year or two down the line. Now, where they miscalculated was guys developing into players that it would actually be able to subsidize what you didn't have, what you don't have anymore.
Well, and make the other guys better. Yeah. Like if Nolan Smith was having a Nolan Smith year.
Exactly.
If Jalen Carter, yeah.
Right. So now here's what I'll say to that. Because I know people say, well, he drafted Nolan Smith in the first round, so that's still on his ledger to be better with that. I agree with that. I'm just saying judge him in a vacuum of what he did this offseason and how you're trying to keep this roster Super Bowl contending. Mm-hmm. When you know you're losing guys, you can't pay everybody. You're going to give Saquon a new deal. You want to make sure you sign Cam Jurgens to a new deal. Who else did they get one? They re-signed Zach Bond. Mm-hmm. You had a choice. We talked about it. Who would you rather him keep? Zach Bond, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, certain guys, right? Everybody said Zach Bond is the guy you got to bring back, right?
Yeah.
Everybody said that. You can't lose Zach Bond. He got Zach Bond signed, right? Got him signed. He has to get points for that. He has to get credit for getting Jahad Campbell. He has to get credit for making that selection there.
I agree with your point that signing Zach Bond, getting other guys under contract, I agree with that, right? But I do think, too, it is ultimately a result-based business. And, mm-hmm. like, you're right.
The results is they're 6-2 in the first place.
No, I know. Well, okay. I don't think he's, like, an F or anything.
I'm just saying. We're talking about as a result-based business. He has the best record in the NFC. Let's keep that in mind.
I agree, and I think they're the best team in the NFC, right? So. Yeah. I agree with that. But also, to your point, like, he took chances on guys, and those chances didn't hit. Like, it
but
is what it is.
They were not on them.
It's on them, but he's the one that signed them. So, when you go with the strategy of I'll sign 7 low-cost free agents and hope 3 of them hit, which I think is probably roughly their thinking, it's a risky strategy. Like, to your point, it's not giving Bryce Hupp $50 million. Like, I put that one on Fangio, frankly. Like, I just think it is what it is.
It's funny, because that's the one I actually blame Howie for.
So I think I blame Fangio for that. But,
okay.
I mean, you know,
he's certainly looking better in San Francisco. Yeah,
Fangio is a great coordinator, but the flaw I think with his is like if he doesn't want someone, then that's it, right? Yeah. And like Bryce Huff and Devin White found out too. So like that is what Azeez Ojulari is finding out, and I think that's part of it too. When Howie signs these guys, he can hope that Vic Fangio is going to play him, but ultimately Vic's going to decide. That's what I like about the Jalen Phillips trade. As the player, not so much, we'll talk about the asset in a minute, but from a player perspective, a major thing that'll help him be successful is he has history with Vic Fangio, and you know Vic likes him. He played over 70% of the snaps for Vic in 2023 when he was healthy. So you are cutting out the variable of how will he work with Vic, how will Vic use him, like you know all those things. And that's why I think you can count on him to be a little more of an instant impact guy than obviously like a Jair Alexander or Michael Carter, those type of guys.
You like Tank Bigsby?
I like Tank Bigsby.
That's a trade Howie made.
Yeah, I think actually Tank is a reason to believe in the running game the rest of the year. Like I think Tank.
Let's not get out of hand.
Just you know how I feel. Like I think Saquon.
Saquon is the lead back.
He is in name. I agree. But like Tank Bigsby obviously looked fresher and better in that game than Saquon has.
Wears the defense out.
Wearing the defense out this year.
Like, Saquon also had a great game.
He did.
I'm not trying to diminish Saquon. I'm saying I think that Tank can be a part of this offense and help the running game because there's a freshness to him. He's explosive. He runs hard.
Sure.
I'm not saying like bench Saquon. I'm saying I like the Tank trade and I'm optimistic about what he can give to the team the rest of the year.
Okay. Sam Howell, how do you like that trade? That was a wasted trade.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, and well I said he, that at the time, a, it was
well,
a wasted
I mean,
trade.
With that, like, it Tanner had a broken thumb.
It was a wasted trade.
Yeah, but you can't go into week one with Kyle McCord as your backup.
We did.
No, he didn't.
No, I mean, they went. Did anybody play? Has Jalen missed a snap?
But can you imagine if Jalen would have broken his, God forbid?
God forbid.
Well, it matters.
Sam Howell's going to save us.
Kyle McCord, who I'm sorry, I know he was high on your big board.
And yours
was not,
too.
And, he was high on yours,
agreed.
Too.
I agree.
He said he tried to shift that.
Yeah, he really did. That was disgusting work by you.
That was
I
little
never miss
B.
on draft picks.
That was
so.
Little B.
Yeah, little B energy. Sassy
B. Elliott.
Sassy B.
Hey!
Yeah. So, listen. Za'Darius Smith was a good move until he decided to retire.
Well, yeah, until he decided to retire.
that was on him.
The two moves.
I think the big misses for him are Azeez Ojulari and Adoree. Those are the two players they signed.
They should have kept Isaiah Rodgers.
And he holds blame for that.
Becton as well.
Becton, I agree, but I think I think they can get by with Tyler Steen more than they can get by with Azeez. Like, they've had to go out and replace Adoree and Azeez.
Sure.
Tyler Steen is at least still starting.
I think that's fair.
And reminder, the trade deadline is 4 o'clock. And we will be with you all the way up until 4. Then we'll talk to Jordan Mylod, and then you'll hear Howie right here on the radio station, right around 4:10, 4:15.
Yeah, I doubt Howie, man.
I wonder.
Unbelievable.
Guys done nothing but make moves.
But to be fair, Howie's had off seasons like this. Like, Howie is like, very hit or
this
miss.
This isn't a bad off season. You literally said it's a bad off season. It's not a bad off season.
Yes, it is.
What's been the great moves that have helped?
I didn't say it was great.
No, I know, but I'm saying great. Like, he has missed more than he has hit.
It's been an okay offseason.
I think as of right now, it's not been a good offseason.
The team is 6-2. The team is 6-2. And here's the thing you got to love about Howie Roseman. He didn't sit back and say, you know what? I made those moves. I believe in those moves. You all make them work. He's recognized the areas where he came up short in, and he's tried to address it. He has to get credit for that. He's one of the few GMs that everybody knows is going to be active during this time of the year and is active and still makes some of the biggest moves until this Sauce Gardner move got made.
Right, yeah.
Like, Howie was the only GM really making any real moves.
I'm not sure that's a positive the way the other people view it. Like, I respect the fact he's aggressive, and I like, to your point, the fact that he's willing to make up for mistakes.
Yeah.
But I don't see the Lions, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bills. Like, those teams are not going out making multiple trades at the deadline.
Who name them again for me.
The Chiefs, the Lions, the Packers, the Bills. Like the Rams.
Other than the Chiefs, the Lions, the Packers, the Bills, all those teams, what the hell have they done?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
No, what I'm saying is the teams that we all view as the best team in the best teams in the NFL are not going out and making multiple trades in season because they don't have to.
Because maybe they don't have to this year. Let's not act like the Rams didn't go out and get Jalen Ramsey in the middle of the year.
Well, yes, of course. I'm talking about...
Well, hold on. They helped them win the Super Bowl. My point is that the Rams aren't making moves, so they don't have the need to go make the move.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, but that's fine. They also made a big move in getting Devontae Adams in the offseason, so they made big moves already. The Eagles didn't make a big move like that. Mm-hmm. My only point is that this is an organization that's a winning organization, that they aren't afraid to make moves like this if it's about winning a Super Bowl. Don't give me the Lions. We'll see the Lions at home. Second week of January, guarantee you, Packers, after the wild card weekend, will be home in January. And they can brag about what they didn't do at midseason to improve the team, while the Eagles will be in the NFC Championship game on their way to the Super Bowl. That's where the Eagles will be.
I think they're the best team in the NFC, but I think like the not from you guys, but like the victory lapping about making all these moves at the deadline. The ideal world is
just feel good about it.
But the ideal world is you don't have to. Like last year, they didn't make a single trade at the deadline.
Don't matter. When we won in 17, they traded to get Jay Ajayi. I don't buy it. I don't buy into that. If you need to make a move, you need to make a move. You can't necessarily predict based on what you do in the offseason where your team is going to be at by the trade deadline. If you suffer some injuries or what have you, then it's your job to say, okay, how do I go plug that hole so that we don't fall off track and off course from what we're trying to do, which is go win a Super Bowl. And that's what the Eagles are trying to do right now.
And I like that mentality. I agree with you. But when we're talking about the offseasons, how he's had, the reason he has to make these moves is because of misses. That's the point.
I agree with that. Right. Yeah, yeah. I won't argue that. Yeah. I guess I'm giving him credit.
Look, he's not sitting on his hands and being stubborn.
I'm giving him credit
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I'm giving him credit for that.
Yep.
You guys are holding more of the
mistakes he's made.
He has to clean up mistakes.
Yes, and we're not sure that any of these cleanups are going to happen. Now, Jalen Phillips can probably play, one would assume. Now, he has he's had a lot of injuries. I mean,
it's a lot.
When he was at UCLA, they told him he should stop playing football. Yeah, so he had three concussions.
He medically retired.
Yep.
He broke his wrist multiple times, I believe, in college. Or he had multiple surgeries on his wrist as a result of being hit by a car when he was on a moped. So,
whose fault is that?
It's not his fault. I'm talking about the injuries. And then he tore his Achilles. He tore his ACL. But he's played all 9 games this year.
I didn't know he got hit by a car.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah. We're sorry.
I believe that's what happened.
Yeah, my brother got hit by one, too. It really doesn't have anything to do with this. It's just I know he got hit by one when he was on a moped as well. Yeah.
Well, Kelly Oubre's playing well.
Kelly Oubre got hit by a car,
The way I got to investigate that.
Yes, allegedly.
Yeah.
So I think with Jalen Phillips, though, the question is, can he stay healthy? And if he does, then I think he's their best edge rusher on the roster right now.
It points to the offseason, too.
Yes, agreed.
When you're trading for your best edge rusher at the deadline and it's not Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but I will say Jalen Phillips, when he plays, like if everyone in the league plays their best football, Jalen Phillips is probably a top 20 edge rusher in the NFL. Like, he is very good when he plays. If you just look, I mean, the stats back it up. Pass rush win rate, hurries.
He's got less hurries than Jalix Hunt this year.
Is that true?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You might be right. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's good. And I wish we could explain the frigging comp pick thing on the air here.
I don't care about the comp pick thing. What
people don't understand is that, it means that you let a good player go and you didn't replace the good player, essentially.
Well, and also, for Josh Sweat got $76 million, I think.
Yeah.
They're getting a projected get a fourth round comp pick for him. Like Milton Williams got the highest contract in the NFL this offseason, I believe, as a free agent. And they're getting a third for him. They are very unlikely not getting a third for Jalen Phillips. Now, if he is awesome the rest of the season and he walks, then I guess you could argue the pick is worth it. Because in theory, if he's awesome, the team probably did really well. Like there's those aspects to it. But the comp pick thing to me is not why they made this trade. Like, it's a nice little note, but it's not like genius Howie.
It's more the calculus of it is just more complicated than I knew, right? Like, the player has to leave for a lot of money. You have to not replace that position for a lot of money. That player has to play a lot. So essentially, you're losing production. You're really getting the pick because you lost production from a good player. If you've got really good young players to replace those players, then it's a win.
Yes. Now, the nice thing about Jalen Phillips, I will say, too, is he is 26. So this is not trading for who's the old edge rusher they signed for? Are they trading for
Quinn? Robert Quinn.
Robert Quinn, right? Like he was not a long term piece. They paid a fourth for him. So there is no question Jalen Phillips could leave this offseason. It'll also test their in season extension thing, like if they're willing to work with him. But he could
ain't getting no extension.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I agree. But then that does mean he'll be a free agent.
Right? Yeah.
I just think at 26, he could be with this team for the next 5 years. So the third round pick could land you an edge that starts for you for multiple years.
I mean, listening to him at the airport with Johnny Airport, he sounded like he wants to sign not right now.
It's the only team he ever wanted to play for.
Exactly.
215-592-9494. We will take you all the way up to 4 o'clock, the NFL trade deadline. Elliot will be here next. I read a story today about a former quarterback that is the most psychotic thing I think I've read all year. Literally the craziest thing I read all year. I was so mad about it. We almost didn't talk about it. That's how mad about it I am. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore-Parks with us all the way up until the trade deadline, which is 4 p.m. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. You know, I'll get to the poll right after I talk about this next thing. So I said, I read something today about a former quarterback that is the most psychotic, upsetting thing I've read in a long time. This is per People magazine. Tom Brady's dog, Junie,
I saw this,
is a clone of his late dog, Lua. After Lua, who the retired quarterback shared with ex-wife Gisele Bündchen and their children died in 2023, he welcomed another similar-looking dog, Junie, nearly two years later. Brady has revealed that Junie is a clone of the late pit bull mix. Quote, "I love animals. They mean the world to me and my family," the former NFL star said. "A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed. The company, quote, gave my family a second chance with a clone of our beloved dog." Brady is excited how Colossal and Viagen's tech together can help both families losing their beloved pets while helping to save endangered species.
Guessing you're not a fan of this.
This is a crazy, 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 kind of irresponsible thing to do. Now, first of all, Tom, it's not like there's not millions of dogs in America that need homes.
Uh-oh.
And you have to go invent a dog in a lab. The second thing is like, it's not even fair to it's not the same dog. It just looks the same. The dog's not going to act the same. Maybe it might have some similarities. It's not fair to the dog being compared to the other dog. There's enough dogs. Just go get a new dog. I don't need families across America, when their dog dies, cloning the dog instead of adopting other dogs. There's plenty of dogs out there. They're all sitting in tiny little kennels in shelters across every city in the country. This is crazy.
Yeah, so
this is crazy.
Can't wait to hear this.
There's lots of dogs.
I adopted my dog. Adopting a dog.
Cloning?
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, man. If he misses his dog and he wants to do it, like, it's not like...
Pet Cemetery. This is like, oh, your dog died?
It's actually a good movie.
But, yeah. It is. It's crazy.
I mean, you love Rebel. Like, would you clone Rebel?
No.
But what if you wanted to?
No, I just told you
no,
I don't.
No, I know, but I'm saying I think if he wants to, he should be allowed
no
to do it.
No one's stopping him. I'm not saying there should be a law.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, I love...
I think it's like his own thing. Like, if that's what he wants to do, go for it.
Would you do it with your...
Kingsley?
No. How about... Would you do it with somebody who's close to you?
Like a human?
Yes.
I mean, maybe.
But what if you miss it? What if you...
Nah, we're not cloning humans.
It's crazy.
I love that dog.
I don't love a dog that looks just
like
my dog.
So that's my thing. I agree it would feel weird because it's not the same dog. It's not.
No.
I agree.
But everyone
handles it different. I don't know.
And this is all just a friggin' scheme for a company he's invested in, which is the other thing, too. It's
like, I would kind of want to clone Kingsley if he died. Like, I would be a little into it. I don't know if I would actually do it, but I would think about it.
It's disrespectful to Kingsley.
Well, here's the thing that I don't understand.
Yeah.
The whole cloning of the pet. You can get a dog that looks very similar to the dog you already have.
Yes.
Same breed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Color, that whole thing. The personality is not going to be the same.
Well, so that's my question. Is it not for sure? Like, I don't know.
Well, you would have to judge what causes the dog to act
nature.
The way
it's
the dog.
Right?
Yeah. And you can clone it all you want. It's not, if they cloned you, that person is not going to act the exact same way
as
you, because there will be things that'll be different.
If there's one person at the station, they're not cloning.
I can tell you.
It's me.
No, we can use
couple
two.
Ikes.
We can use two of you, man.
Yeah. You work hard, man. Two of you, we'd be covered.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Just don't clone your dog.
Yeah,
I got news for you. It's going to be a thing.
Well, yeah. it's
listen, I'm all out on cloning.
Yeah.
I'm all out on AI. I'm all out on all this stuff.
I thought you were in on AI. You got the ChatGPT app?
I do.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm all out on Twitter, social media, AI.
Okay.
I'm tired of it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's real and I don't know what's not real.
That's a problem.
Dude, my Instagram feed now, it feels like it's constantly just fake images.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's real, what's not real. Yeah.
So that's how I know I'm 42.
I think that's
now.
Where I'm kind of tired of AI from that standpoint.
Yeah, now Elliot is...
ChatGPT is pretty good.
Yes.
It's been working out
for like
me.
It's like Google.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I was trying to show Jack ChatGPT earlier.
Yeah.
Was he in on it?
You in on the Fritzy?
No.
Come on, man.
I don't need it.
No, we'll get there.
Nah.
Believe me, I'm slow.
I'm getting back to the 90s.
Wait till he finds out it does baseball stats.
I don't need it. Don't want it. Eye test guy. Give me back to the 90s.
Well, the eye test on the thing that you wrote was not very good eye test.
I thought that was fine.
But you said, did you see what I created?
I saw what you created.
Way better, right?
Okay.
Took 5 seconds.
No, okay. So visually, I thought you meant the content inside of it.
Yeah, but the way something looks, if you look at an, I know you, right? All right, Jack. If there was an article that had 5 bold headlines and a paragraph under each of them, and another article that didn't have the 5 bold headlines with the paragraph, which one would you read?
So I agree with you.
Okay,
I'm just saying the content within it was pretty good.
Yes, the content was good. But I said that.
That's all I was looking for.
Yes, I said the content was good. I
all
said
right.
The presentation
was not good.
That's where we use ChatGPT.
There we go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Don't clone your dog.
No,
you are 728 days until you turn 40, Elliot.
Is that you figured that out?
Yeah. No.
We're
that's
a
just
countdown.
Yeah. That's
yeah. A countdown.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're gonna have a countdown every single time you're in. So
right.
You celebrated your 38th birthday.
38th. Yes.
And you are 728 days till 40. I propose that we have a big station event and we bring you in on in a casket.
I like it.
Okay.
Why did you go to London twice in 6 months?
Because I wanted to.
Yeah, but like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, that's a good answer.
It's a fine answer.
It's a boss move. Boss move.
I know, but like, you guys.
You should try going once.
I know. I want to get there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You didn't even go when the Phillies went.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to go.
All right, well, never mind.
Totally trash.
Yeah.
How you gonna take our number one baseball guy?
Yeah, listen, we don't need to bring it. I'd love to bring that up, but I can't bring it up. Next time they go, I'll be there. Probably not.
Yeah, they're probably not going for a while.
No.
What'd you think of the two big trades today were the Cowboys traded a 1 and a 2 for Quinnen Williams, and then the Colts traded 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner.
So
what'd you think of those?
I like it for the Jets. Like, they needed to rebuild. So I like collecting the picks. Like, Sauce Gardner is an awesome player. Quinnen Williams is an awesome player. But they're not really doing much for them until they get a quarterback, until they do a lot of things. So I like the idea of just getting the picks for them, and it'll help them hopefully get a quarterback. For the Colts, it's an obvious overpay. Like, I don't think Sauce Gardner is worth 2 first-round picks. But you're the Colts. You're 7-1. You haven't been relevant in years. You have a legitimate chance to be the 1 seed. Like, I'm okay with making an irresponsible decision there. It is irresponsible. Like, I don't think it is worth it. But I mean,
Sauce?
He's a great player. I just don't think almost any non-quarterback is worth multiple ones. There are a few players.
I tell you, there's about 20 quarterbacks that ain't worth a multiple one.
I agree, yeah.
So,
but I'm saying when you trade multiple ones for a player, I don't know if Sauce impacts the game enough to be worth that.
Let me tell you how he does. First of all, they're in the AFC. He has to cover top receivers in the AFC.
Yeah, and top quarterbacks.
Well, but he has to cover
receivers. No, I know. I'm saying the passing game.
Yeah. He has to cover top receivers. If the Colts don't feel like they have that guy, now they have that guy. And he's under contract. And he's young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the two first round picks. I say to myself,
he's a two-time All-Pro,
he's a great player. I just think two ones is a lot.
If you think the Colts are going to be good for the next couple of years, and you assume that the pick is going to be in the 20s, this is the way I would look at it: is the production from two first round picks going to be equal or less than to Sauce Gardner that you pick there? And my guess would be it would be less than that. You're probably not going to get an All-Pro. Now maybe, but
no, it'd be tough. Like, you're right. You're getting two versus
dude,
one player.
That dude. Yeah. To that Colts defense, man. I know what they did Sunday didn't look good. But even with the six turnovers their offense gave away, the Steelers defense, I mean, the Steelers offense, I think only scored on all the other possessions 3 points outside of those turnovers. I'm just saying the Colts defense, they add Sauce Gardner to that defense. If you want to be taken legitimately serious and going up against Buffalo or Kansas City, yeah, that's a move you got to make.
I also think the Colts, who knows?
I like that move in the Colts.
I like it for the Colts. I'm just saying they paid a premium to do it.
And sure,
I think the only way the Colts go to the Super Bowl or the best chance is if they have home field advantage. It'd be very hard for them to go in. And this does help them do it. And I mean, still the one seed, right?
Yeah. Although, in the playoffs, you got a running game and a defense, you're in the game.
Oh, you mean on the road? Yeah, I agree.
You're
with
on the
that,
road.
Yeah.
Like, you can run the football.
Yeah.
But see, Daniel Jones, I believe, with Shane Steichen, he's going to put him in a good position. Daniel Jones is not going to have to throw you to a title. Daniel Jones is going to have to make good plays, clutch plays, and not cost you the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you got all the weapons around you that's good, like, the quarterback is less pressure on him to have to carry the team. There's only a couple quarterbacks in this league that I believe have to carry their team. And that's really Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
You don't think Lamar?
Yeah, I guess I'd say Lamar. Yeah, I throw Lamar in there with him. Yeah. I'm talking about having to carry the team, right? Like, you don't have the extra weapons at your disposal.
Yeah, we could debate Burrow-ish, but I get your point.
If Flacco's put up 42 points with that talent.
And I love Joe Burrow. He has T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
No, I know. Yeah. I just think that, to me, if you lose that player, does your season collapse? And the Bengals season has essentially collapsed. The Ravens season has collapsed.
The Bengals season has collapsed because their defense stinks.
Right. That's why I'm saying Burrow every week has to score a lot of points.
No, but I'm saying even with Burrow.
Yeah.
They might have the same
record. I mean, they
didn't
make the playoffs last year.
Same record, and their defense can't stop anybody.
215-592-9494. We will continue talking to Elliot right after we tell you about National Appliance Warehouse. Jack, step up to the mic.
Come on, man. November's a big month, Spike.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
you want to know
Thanksgiving.
Why? Of course, Thanksgiving, football.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
What?
Well, it's a big month.
Well, I was going to say it's a mustache month, right?
No Shave November?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's not much of a thing anymore.
Okay.
There was a moment.
Well, it's the playoff beard, but the Phillies are... Or no, that's Flyers, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just shut the up about this? We get it. The Phillies lost.
Yeah, you're a
I got
lad.
Ike's like all thrilled they lost.
Yeah.
Everyone's ganging up on me.
Every
time you open the show, it's your team sucks. I mean, geez, I get it.
They're going to trade Bryce.
I know. Every time I get you in a corner, they're going to trade Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm fending for my life. You're lucky there's a glass between us.
Well, you're jealous. What?
Yeah. You want to fight?
Let's fight. Right after you beat the camera in basketball, we'll fight.
Well, boxing.
Yeah.
Right. November's a huge month. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone knows about it. Football, Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what they say about Black Friday?
What?
It's not the same as it used to be.
No, it isn't.
But that's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse.
Oh, really?
No, come on.
What are they doing?
The National Friday, the Black Friday mega sale.
Okay.
Is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So all those prices that you're used to getting on that on appliances, they have them for you with the great savings. They leverage their billions in buying power to use that. So it's great. It's a win-win for everyone. Black Friday's back at National Appliance Warehouse. A lot of things set at a price. Price is sure.
Yep.
Means you're going to get the best price possible.
Guaranteed.
Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Finds a lower price elsewhere. Over 100 brands of appliances. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all of that at National Appliance Warehouse. And a difference-making team there to take care of you. Great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. So learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom, front center.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, fellas?
What up, Elliot? CJ?
But hey, I think you misunderstood what I was saying yesterday. I didn't say you didn't know Drew Hill. I said, hey, go check the song out.
It's okay. It's okay. I felt
and
attacked.
I sent you the song yesterday.
I felt attacked.
I sent
yes,
you the song
yes.
yesterday too on Twitter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I heard you talking about the Sauce Gardner trade.
Yeah,
I think the biggest thing when y'all say it was like two number ones, the thing that helps it for the Colts is the Jets, I think, as far as what I've been reading, they take a hit as far as taking some of the money. Kind of like with Jalen that we just traded for.
Jalen Phillips.
They took a lot of his money.
Oh, wow.
And we didn't have to pay that much this year.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are paying like $1.5 million or something like that.
He's saying it's the same for Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't
it's
know that.
Well, because
Sauce,
no,
I think Sauce
thing.
Might still technically be on his rookie base salary, maybe. But he's right,
his
very cheap this year.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it helps them to get like a player in for pretty much two twos. So that's my thing. Now, so this is going to carry over from yesterday because I am going to compare the two. You got a GM that has been to Super Bowl with a total of four times. And I know we're just rating him this year. But Howie is looking at things like, hey, I got all this money spent on the offense. You had all these guys coming up. Who was it? Sweat Garden. I mean, you had Sweat. Sweat had already took a cap here. We lowered his
pay
cap
cut.
Number.
Yeah, he already took a,
yeah,
pay
he took
cut.
A pay cut.
Yeah.
So he was leaving. Got $76 million. You don't like success foreign picks, but guess what? They matter. Because now you can will and deal. And well, he's looking at this guy. Like, you throw him in this,
But here's the thing, CJ. You can wheel and deal, but if you would just replace Josh Sweat, then you wouldn't have to worry about a compensatory pick. That's the issue. And if you get a player in the offseason, then that player goes through training camp. That player is there the entire time. Seems like robbing Peter to pay Paul. The compensatory pick to me doesn't matter. It doesn't.
But see, here's why it matters. You play spades. You've been around you've been around the congregation.
No, spades doesn't play spades.
Yeah, I've never played
play
spades.
I have not played spades. Yeah. No.
Tell them, Mike, there's a thing called a big joker. When you know the big joker is out there, it's this thing where it's like, hey, it's the end all be all. Our big joker is Jalen Carter. We know that contract is coming. Mm. Supposedly that's going to be the big contract.
Yeah, that big joker is a little more of a littler joker than it used to be. But.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying it's a big. Then you got two more. You got a little joker.
A little joker's in the debt too.
That you got to pay on the other side.
Yep.
Who?
Quinyon.
Okay.
So as I'm saying, you got guys you got to pay on defense when you're paying the offense right now. So having all these compensatory picks and making moves, bringing in who we brought in, this Jalen that we just brought in, it matters because he knows the system already.
Well, but CJ, really quickly, you just brought in another guy you got to pay in Jalen Phillips.
Well, if you keep him.
But if he does
if he leaves, you're not going to get a third round pick. You're not going to get the same value.
You're not getting a third round pick back for him.
But he does if he knows the system already and he gets paid.
Well, so I'm saying, let's say he's awesome. Like, the best case scenario for the Eagles is not the comp pick. The best case scenario for the Eagles is he comes in here, he's really good, he helps them win a Super Bowl. Like, that's the best case, right? Then, were you letting him walk? Like, you have to pay him.
He's going
to
walk.
I don't think he is definitely going to walk. He's 26. If he's awesome, you're just going to let him walk? Yeah.
Well, because then you don't know what you got in the other guys. Yeah, right. So you may as well.
Now, there's the injury history, so it's kind of.
Breaking news.
A tweet from Adam Schefter about A.J. Brown. As expected, Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown has not and will not be traded by today's deadline. It is interesting that he's even tweeting it.
The as expected thing. Yeah. It's like no one said he was likely going to be traded. Yeah. There was obviously something happening there.
There was obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to be like, whoa.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, we lost CJ.
Well, I thought she was about to tell me AJ got traded.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's why I told Jack. I was like, hey, play the breaking news thing.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
Got him. Quick AJ point.
Yeah.
I think there's sometimes an assumption he's gone next year, and he might be. But now that he's survived this deadline, they have a lot of time to make it work next year. I'm just putting it out there.
But how are they going to make it work?
They've had 3 years.
I'm saying I think people are prematurely acting like he's definitely gone.
Is he happy?
That's my point. He's not happy now, but you have more time. That's the only point.
But I'm saying, how are they going to make him happy?
They got to figure that out. I don't know. That's on
there. I don't know if he knows.
But also, even if he's unhappy, he's been they have made it work with him to an extent over the past few years.
I agree, to a large extent. Listen, I would want him here.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. But I'm not the one that he's throwing subliminal shots at.
I agree with that.
So it doesn't bother me. Just like fans and all fans that want him here and want to ignore him. Well, guess what? He's not throwing subliminal shots at you all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When he's talking about the passing game or he's talking about this, that, and the other, it's either he's throwing it at the coaches or he's throwing it at his quarterback. So my only point is, and I've always said this about AJ, it's up to him and whether or not he's happy with his role in this offense and being a Philadelphia Eagle. It can't be I'm happy when I get what I want.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
You have a C on your chest. You're a captain. That comes with responsibility. No other captain does these things. We don't deal with this with no other captains on the team. You're a captain. And you have to either be all in. It can't just be I'm all in when I'm happy. And when I'm not happy, I'll throw stuff out there that'll cause disruption or troll people or get the media worked up in a frenzy and then the fans are worked up in a frenzy. Mm-hmm. The fans don't deserve that either. The fans don't deserve that I don't know if I'm all in or if I'm half out, if I'm not happy. Because the fans just want to win. So all I'm saying is I hope AJ retires here as an Eagle. I hope AJ actually realizes that he's in a great position. Because it's the one thing I guarantee you T.O. regrets. is not being an Eagle and leaving here.
Oh, I mean, he could have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but
so I would say for AJ, when you're frustrated, you got to do a better job of handling that stuff behind the scenes and not bringing it to the forefront. Being a good teammate. And that don't just mean to the ones you like. That means to everybody on the team. When you're a captain, you wear the C. You're supposed to comport yourself a certain way. It's supposed to be about the team. It's supposed to be about promoting camaraderie, togetherness, oneness. I don't hear Jordan Mailata, dude. I don't hear any of the other captains speak in this sort of way. Even when things aren't great, they're still in a mode of I'm doing what's best for the team. And that's all we want as fans.
So I agree.
I hope he's here.
Yeah, so quickly on the next year thing. I think the fact that we seem to both agree if AJ decides he wants to be here and is going to like do it in a positive way, he'll be here. That's why I think surviving the deadline obviously means I think there's a better chance he changes his mind over the next few months, right?
I like that.
But the second thing is more in the immediate future. AJ's next press conference is going to be very interesting. How does he handle it? What's his attitude like? What does he say about these things? I think it's a chance for him to really move past all this.
I totally
because
agree.
If he gives his press conference and doesn't seem thrilled or is given answers we can
still,
all tell,
yep.
Yeah, that'll be very he's not being traded. So at this point, it is about how is he going to feel the rest of the year? And I think his next press conference is going to be a major clue as to how on board he is.
There is no way he will be on the Eagles next year. There's no way.
I don't think he can be happy.
Like this thing that has been festering for 2.5 years, he's just going to wake up one day and go, you know what? Actually, this is fine. He is so dug in. I almost think it is a point of pride to him that he is not going to
give in.
Give in to where they want him to be. I think it would be a mistake. No. He's a great player. Not a mistake for him to compromise. I think it would be a mistake to go into another year and go, actually, this is going to be the year where he's not going to do this sort of thing. This is three straight years. Straight seasons he's done this.
I think we are all on the same page as to how upset AJ is and what the situation is. We all feel the same way about it, right? I think maybe where I differ from you a little bit on this, Spike, is they have dealt with it for 2.5 years already, and they have won with it. So I agree with you. It is not ideal. It's not but if AJ is willing just to be the same guy he's been for the past 2.5 years, I don't think you have to trade him. The question is, does it get worse? Because you're right. Maybe he wants to go play for the Patriots, right? They're 7-2. I can see that he loved the team. I can picture him that being an appealing spot for him. But I also think, I would be surprised if AJ's just trade me anywhere.
I'll tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I'll tell you what. The quarterback.
He might have some
has a
say.
Lot to say about this.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And
I would love to know what he would say.
He's not going to say anything publicly. I'm just saying behind the scenes, this dude is not going to want to constantly be put in this position where he's doing everything he can as a quarterback to be a leader, to win football games, this and the other, to be questioned by somebody on the team.
You can get
that's not going to make him happy.
I imagine there's going to be a Go Birds trade deadline wrap up.
Of course,
Are
tomorrow morning.
Wednesday? Or tomorrow?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Ray Diddy.
That's who the guest is on ESPN.
Yeah. Got the Godfather.
Got James too. It's going to be a Go Birds night with Ray Diddy.
Wow,
from Chickies.
From Chickies on Birds at the Bye.
So finally, me and Ray get to talk football.
So I'm sure he's thrilled.
Yeah.
We'll have the morning show, midday show, afternoons, and then ESPN from 6 to 8 with Elliot, Ray Diddy, and James. That is at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, and you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. A special trade deadline one will be in your feed ASAP.
Yes, good to see you guys.
Good to see you too.
Welcome back.
Jordan Mailata joins us next, and then you will hear Howie Roseman right here on WIP. You'll hear him wrap up the trade deadline. That is coming up between 4 and 5 as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.